Good morning to you. Well, my next guest is going to have a huge year, 2019, the Words of Men / Bitch Epic 25th Anniversary Tour. Deborah Conway, rock singer, songwriter, guitarist, is on her way to Queensland. Now, of course, Deborah way back was in a band on her incredible music journey, but we know Deborah best when she's out there on stage connecting with the audience. I mean, she's put out 18 singles, she's put out an EP, 11 albums, including the two standouts for me, Bitch Epic, of course, and String of Pearls, plus a string of awards. She is one of the most celebrated performers in Oz. And, she's also an actress and model as well. We'll just toss that one in there for free. Deborah will be touring major houses across Australia. Please give a big welcome to Deborah Conway. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Paul. What a delight to be here. Thank you very much. Listen to that crowd you've got in that studio.
Well, let me tell you, it's so hard to get a live audience into a studio at this time of the morning. Especially
you've done well then.
Yeah, with union rates and all of that sort of stuff. Mm. Anyway, Deborah, look, welcome to the program. Lovely to talk with you. This coincides, this tour, with your newest recording, and it's called Words of Men. It's released in 4 days' time.
That's right.
Can you tell us what's gone into that and what that is about?
Well, the reason that we're on tour, so in 2016 we put on a record called Everybody's Begging, and we paired Everybody's Begging with the 25th anniversary of String of Pearls, and it just went off like a rocket. It was so fantastic, and I thought, well, why don't we do it again with Bitch Epic, which is going to celebrate its 25th anniversary this year.
Whoa.
And it's actually its 26th anniversary, but let's not tell anyone.
Okay.
And so all we have to do is write a new album. So we did. We wrote a new album. And it was sort of supposed to be the third part of the triptych of Stories of Ghosts, Everybody's Begging, and now this one, The Words of Men. But it kind of, you know, best laid plans and all that stuff, and didn't quite come out exactly the way that I'd thought it might. But it's a passionate record. It's a political record. We haven't made a political record for a long time, but
okay.
You know, the times they are polarizing, and you know, it was. But you know, like, I think the best kind of music is the kind of music that doesn't make decisions for you. It allows you to you know, find and formulate the questions and then and pose them to yourself. So I hope that that's what we've done with Words of Men.
Okay.
That certainly was our intention. And pairing it with Bitch Epic just seems absolutely perfect. Mm. So I'm very excited. It's going to be an absolutely red-hot band. And the two albums will work together a treat. And we are playing the most beautiful venues, including in Cairns. We're coming to Tanks.
Well, of course, you're coming to Tanks as well. And Tanks is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Have you been to the venue before?
Yeah, I've played it quite a number of times.
My apologies.
I really love it up there.
No, it's a great venue. We saw it for the first time because we're new people to this part of the world as well, coming from Adelaide. And
I was in Adelaide yesterday.
Oh, how was the weather?
It was actually, well, it started out a bit overcast and cold, but by the time Do-Re-Mi hit the stage, you know, Do-Re-Mi has been touring.
Yes.
After 30 years of not playing at all, we've been doing these by-the-sea concerts, and this one was at Glen Elg yesterday in Adelaide, and we played to about 6,000 people, I think, and it was absolutely boiling on stage, and I was wearing a skin-tight sequined catsuit. So I worked hard for my money yesterday. Left nothing in the tank, Paul.
No, it sounds fantastic.
But it was fun.
Let's back up a little bit. This Words of Men, am I guessing that you mentioned it has a political sort of edge to it. Am I guessing that it's about the words of men that cause maybe wars or angst or something like that? Am I on the right track or not?
I think the Words of Men is a very broad title that can mean a lot of things. It can also be, it was also, you know, to distinguish between the words of God. So the words of men words of men that call creation into being, or the words of God that call creation into being, and the words of men that formulate that. I mean, it's a broad and evocative title that I think people can take in a lot of different directions, and certainly, it's not supposed to be particularly negative. It's supposed to be provocative. It's supposed to make you think.
Now, of course, you'll be doing Words of Men in that first set. It's the 25th anniversary of the album Bitch Epic, as you mentioned, and that will be showcased also as the second half of the act, so to speak.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
Now, Bitch Epic, whoa, what an album.
It was a great album. It had a lot of singles, Live and Brilliant, Today I'm a Daisy, and Consider This. All made we all made singles for all of those three, which I believe are on YouTube if your audience want to have a look at them.
I love Consider This.
And there's some other. It was a great time of experimentation. So Willie and I had met because I employed him as a guitar player to tour with me for String of Pearls.
Yeah, and best move you ever made.
Best move I ever made, absolutely. He's become an integral and connected part of my life. And we have three children together and a beautiful life, and I couldn't be happier. But anyway, so Bitch Epic was the first record that we wrote together, and it was and we pushed each other, you know, in lots of to different areas, and we wrote quite a lot of strangely timed songs, which were, you know, Today I'm a Daisy is in 12/8, and Alive and Brilliant and Madam Butterfly are both 5/4 songs. Alive and Brilliant was, you know, the first time a 5/4 song had breached the charts for a long time. In fact, the National Film and Sound Archive in Canberra recently inducted it into their Sounds of Australia archive. So that was pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and so we started out being very creative, and I think we've gotten better because we really will not brook anything second best. So we're very happy to tear each other's work apart. And,
yeah.
and then we have to go away and put it back together again in a better fashion. So, you know, for me, that's like you couldn't have a better relationship with a creative partner than someone who actually gives you proper, serious, unadulterated, unforgiving criticism of your work. It's hard, but it makes the work better.
Yeah, I've got the same thing with my lady. When I come back doing a shift, I get told...
She gives you a good critique,
actually, don't do this, do this. That was good, but that wasn't so good. You know, it's fantastic.
And it makes it better. The next day is a better shift.
Absolutely, it is. Deborah, I saw you when you played the lead role of Patsy Cline in the Australian stage production of Always Patsy Cline. I saw it in Adelaide. You were, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the program, but it was an absolute knockout. I'm a great fan of Patsy Cline. Let's hear a little tiny bit of you doing the Patsy Cline thing.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
It was fantastic.
Thank you.
It's great spending an evening with Patsy Cline through your voice. And you also recorded a covers album of Patsy's songs called PC, The Songs of Patsy Cline, in 2001. At the time, that was a departure for you, an interesting choice for you at that time.
To play Patsy Cline, it was.
Yes,
it was. I
hadn't
actually done anything like that before. And it was a really fantastic thing to do. I was not sure... initially, whether it was something that I would want to do, but then, as the kind of decisions started being made, I realised that, you know, I was very passionate about Patsy Cline's music. I always loved that stuff, and to play her was such an honour, and it was such an enjoyable experience to be able to really immerse myself in that material, and really study her beautiful singing. She really was quite extraordinary. There was another extraordinary thing that happened in Adelaide. I don't know if you were there that night, but we were there on September the 11th, 2001, and we played a show that night. And it was a very, very extreme situation, a concert I'll never forget. Not a dry eye in the house. Well, it was September the 11th. The towers had just come down. So New York was in flames. 3,000 people had died. And we were playing Patsy Cline.
That's right.
It was pretty powerful.
You bring that back to me now. You just brought that back to me. You're absolutely right.
It was.
But your foray, going and having a look at country, if you like, because country music, particularly in this country, it's huge in the US, but in this country it is much maligned, country music. So your little foray into that, how did you find country music, and where do you think it sits in music genre?
Well, I guess, I'd always loved that stuff anyway. I mean, I used to love Hank Williams and Patsy Cline and George Jones and these days, you know, I've got plenty of time for Casey Chambers and there's lots of countries. I don't tend to think about music like that in categories. I tend to think about what I like and what I don't like. And you know, if I like it, it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people drift into an expression of country music at times. You know, maybe it's kind of more, it has a certain naivety in its emotional expression, perhaps. But you know, that works incredibly well too.
And, absolutely.
I mean, you know, there's good music and bad music in all genres.
No, absolutely.
And good and bad artists. And I guess I don't tend to separate by genre so much as I tend to separate by what appeals to me.
Yes. No, just fantastic. Well, you are just amazing as a performer, and you're becoming iconic now. Deborah Conway, when you talk about Deborah Conway, we see this musical journey you've taken all the way from being in a band right up to now, and just fantastic. Can I ask you this last
question? Thanks, Paul. That's very kind of you.
But it is. It's true. And, you know, we value you as a performer.
Thank you.
Tell me something. This is my last question. Why is it nice to be Deborah Conway?
Well, I feel very happy. You know, I've made a beautiful life with a beautiful man. We have gorgeous children. We all love each other very much. I love what I do. I love all the expressions of what I do, and I love the I love the uncertainty of not knowing what's going to happen the following day. You know, there's a kind of when you're self-employed and when you're driving your own career, there's a certain amount of serendipity, I guess, that happens, and I guess I'm a bit addicted to that.
Yeah.
And so this life suits me very well.
Absolutely. And of course,
mustn't grumble.
No, that's right. And of course, when you're on stage, as every performer knows, and I've hosted a few shows and I've been in a few plays, it's like working without a net.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know that it's that. These last few shows that we've been doing with Do Re Mi, they've just been completely pure fun.
Yeah.
You know,
don't get nervous.
No, not at all. Revisiting all that stuff from a very long time ago and just really kind of really enjoying it.
Well, you are a rare performer, because you talk to a lot of performers. I've done a lot of interviews with people and they've always said, I get stage fright, I get that. But it sounds like you just walk out there and you're just part of it.
I think there are times when you do get stage fright, but not with these shows. I think it'll be... It'll be more nerve-wracking to take on the new material, but the old material I feel very comfortable with. So you know, it's very easy for me just to goof off and have fun.
Great, I'm going to play Consider This. I love this song. Can I get you to introduce it, please?
Now, of course you can. Hello, this is Deborah Conway, and you are about to listen to Consider This from Bitch Epic, and. Paul's going to play it to you on Port Douglas Radio.
Okay, and we'll put all the information about the tanks and QPAC up on our website. Thank
Terrific.
You, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Deborah Conway there. And here she is.